And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 19th of December, 2014. 1972, on this date, the Apollo 17 spacecraft made a safe landing back on Earth. It was the last lunar mission in which people got out and walked around on the moon. 12 of them did in the history of NASA. The geologist Harrison Schmitt was one of them. He found what looked like orange soil, which turned out to be particles of volcanic glass. It was on this day, 1843, Charles Dickens published A Christmas Carol. Ebenezer Scrooge, the squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner. Dickens's previous novel, Martin Chuzzlewit, had been a flop. He was strapped for cash. Martin Chuzzlewit was a satirical novel, rather dark and pessimistic, and Dickens thought maybe he should write something heartwarming with a holiday theme. And indeed, it was successful, a huge bestseller in England and the United States. The Italian writer Italo Svevo was born on this day in Trieste, 1861. He was a businessman. He'd published a couple of books, and he needed to improve his English, he thought, hired James Joyce as a tutor. James Joyce thought that Svevo was a neglected genius and encouraged him to write another book, and he wrote Confessions of Zeno, 1923, considered today one of the great Italian novels of the 20th century. It's the birthday of Eleanor Hodgman Porter, born in New Hampshire, 1868, who wrote Pollyanna, 1913, about a young girl who looks for the good in even the most dire situation. And it was on this day, 1732, that Benjamin Franklin began publishing Poor Richard's Almanac, a hodgepodge of information about the stars and weather and history and little adages, some original, some borrowed, such as fish and visitors stink in 3 days. The almanac sold well for a quarter century, made Franklin rich and famous. As he said, God helps them that help themselves. Here's a poem for today by Maria Mazziati Gillen, Driving Into Our New Lives. Years ago, driving across the mountains in West Virginia, both of us are so young, we don't know anything. We are 28 years old, our children sleeping in the back seat. With your fresh PhD in your suitcase, we head out toward Kansas City. We've never been anywhere. We decide to go the long way around instead of driving due west. Years ago, driving across mountains, your hand resting on my knee, the radio playing the folk music we love, Pete Seeger, Joan Baez, or you singing songs to keep the children entertained. How could we know what is to come? We're young. We think we'll be healthy and strong forever. We are certain we are invincible because we love each other, because our children are smart and beautiful, because we are heading to a new place, because the stars in the coal black West Virginia sky are so thick they could be chunks of ice. How could we know what is to come? Maria Mazziati Gillen's poem, Driving Into Our New Lives, from her collection All That Lies Between Us, published by Guernica Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.